Oh, we are back. We are back. Glow Up Dads Podcast.
At the Glow Up Dads HQ.
Glow Up Dads HQ, 147 Windham Road North, downtown Guelph, right above Diana downtown. That's where we're hanging out right now. But, Matt, what is going on?
We have lots of good stuff happening right now. So this is like Guelph Dad's Christmas coming up. We've got Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Next. Mother's Day is done. You can put that in the rearview mirror for another year. And Father's Day.
You know what? It's funny. On that note, like dad days and mom days, you know, in Japan, they have Valentine's Day, right? But here we have Valentine's Day. But on March 14th, they have White Day, which is just for the dads. The guys. Yeah, for the white guys. Day. Yeah, we should have that here, that type of thing. A White Day for the guys.
Where was that?
In Japan. Yeah. I think it's more, obviously it's a holiday to boost the economy.
Yeah.
Which we all need more of those, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's not like a recession looming or anything that, right? Just spend more money.
Yeah.
Spend more money on dads. Mm-hmm. That's a good investment.
Yeah. And we're going to get into some opportunities for you to spend some money on the dads or maybe send a link to your wife for some Guelph Dad swag. We'll get into that in 1 second. But before we get into that, I want to get into this because as you walked to the Guelph Dads HQ here, you noticed something.
Yeah, so I pulled in front of Sip Club. There was a nice parking spot there. Pulled in, and as soon as I got in my car, there's a little sign in the Sip Club window, and it said, coming soon, witchcraft. So it's got a little QR code on there, and I couldn't help myself, so I scanned it. And it looks like there's a barbecue and craft beer joint coming in where Sip Club is. So that's pretty exciting.
So, okay. Sip Club, I love Sip Club before. Yeah, I thought they had great bands. I thought the setup was really cool in there. And I was super bummed when it kind of went under. I think it's the same owner that's just rebranding it.
No idea.
Yeah. Okay. So witchcraft. And so it's a barbecue joint and craft beer joint, right? Yeah. Kind of piggybacking, I guess, on Brothers a little bit there.
Yeah, maybe. Makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a potential stop.
Something to look forward to. Yeah, potential stop on 12 Bars of Christmas.
12 Bars of Christmas. And actually, right before this call today, we had a bear grenade thrown at us. Yeah. Dropped it right on us there. And he was talking about, boys, let's talk about the 12 Bars of Summer.
Yeah, I think it should be 12 Patios of Summer, especially 12. The way that the downtown is shaping up.
Mm-hmm.
But 12 Bars of Summer.
Yeah, so I guess the question becomes, obviously Bear's planning it, but he's only going to plan it if there's enough interest. So if you are at all interested in the Guelph Dad's 12 Bars of Summer, leave a comment below and just say, yep, interested.
And if anyone has never been to 12 Bars of Christmas, one, you should go to 12 Bars of Christmas. But two, Jay runs that one, and he does a lot of legwork where we end up with like a signature dad cocktail at each bar. Last year, Merged Media sponsored one of the bars where everyone got a free, what was that drink?
It was at Western, I think. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. I love planning that because downtown Guelph, I don't think there's a better city where you can run a 12 Bars of Christmas because it's a perfect loop. It was actually a few years ago when we had the Penny Whistle and the E-Bar. It actually completed. So every single one of those streets, it was a perfect square. But there's one, I think there's one journey from, it might be Pablo's, where we go from Pablo's, and then we have to come all the way over past Albion, because Albion wasn't open this year.
Right.
We had to go right to, I believe it was Atmosphere Cafe, which is on
Garden.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
So anyway, but this year, I think this is going to be a great stop, having witchcraft.
Yeah.
On board potentially.
Hopefully, so, yeah. Cool. We were just looking up the story on Guelph Today, and we thought we should have that guy who's opening the bar on the podcast.
Bring him on the podcast.
Yeah.
For sure.
And if he's a dad, he should be in the group. For sure.
Yeah. If you haven't been downtown Guelph recently, I encourage you to check it out. Patio season has officially opened. And I don't know if you're a fan of it or not, but I was downtown. I was at McCabe's on Friday night. And with university done, it is quite eerie downtown on a Friday night.
It's a little different, right? It's
very different.
It's time for the dads to get out downtown now that there's no university kids making us feel old.
That's right. That's right. Talking about a boost to the economy. I think that's a great way to do it. Definitely.
Totally.
Cool. So I want to talk a little bit in this podcast about some of the local teams here in Guelph, sports teams.
Yeah.
because, you know, I'm a big fan of all sorts of sports. I actually just came back from Bucharest, Romania, where I watched a League Two Romanian soccer game. I thought it was cool. And I'm not even a soccer fan. I just thought the environment was cool. But I'd like to shed some light on some of the local sports here, because right now we no longer have the Nighthawks. They moved, I believe, to Edmonton. But we do have the Guelph Royals and we have the Guelph United. So starting with the Guelph Royals, I mean, season just started. They're now 1-1.
Yeah, big win, big loss.
Big win. They crushed Hamilton 10-5, and but they then got crushed by the Toronto Maple Leafs 12-3. So, interesting to see how that season turns out. But I'm interested to hear. I mean, I've never been to a Guelph Royals game. Have you?
I have been.
Yeah.
It's a good little atmosphere. It's pretty. It's pretty casual. Good. Great place to take your family out. You know, it's right in Exhibition Park there. Nice afternoon. They've always got a couple of beverages that you can purchase.
Did they open up a beer garden or something like that?
Last year they had Fixed Gear doing the beer garden, but I don't know if they're still doing that. I'm not sure. But Bear probably knows the ins and outs of what's happening.
I mean, we were actually about to go live with Bear from the pickup at his kid's school.
But yeah, but
he's open to that.
He doesn't want to show. There might be some sort of privacy concerns.
Yeah, it'd be great to gather some insight onto the Guelph Royals from Bear, but that's okay. So moving on to the Guelph United. A lot of people out there, a lot of dads probably don't know, we actually have a professional soccer team here in Guelph called Guelph United that play out of Centennial Bowl. Up there by the high school, and they're actually doing really well this year.
Undefeated.
A good start, undefeated, 2-0-2. I actually didn't know it either until I saw them one day. I was flipping through channels, probably like a CHCH type of thing, and I saw Guelph soccer, and I was like, "Oh, this is kind of cool." But yeah, they're doing really well. They're around middle of the pack right now. But Guelph United, definitely check it out if you're a soccer fan. You probably already know about Guelph United, but
and everyone's looking for something for their kids to do. Especially in the summer. I don't know if you've got your kids in camps or anything like that, but we're going to need stuff to do with our kids in the summer, and some good options locally with sports teams.
I don't think we go 2 months on the Guelph Dads Facebook group without somebody asking the question, what can I do with the kids this weekend?
Yeah. Got the kids this weekend, nothing to do. Give me some ideas. So here's your ideas.
Yeah. There's two ideas right there. Yeah. Awesome. And then for the dads that want to be a little selfish and care a little bit about their own physical health, you got a spike ball league that just opened up here in Guelph.
So,
right?
That's a thing.
Yeah. So, shouldn't say selfish, though. I mean, we should all be looking out for our health.
Exactly.
But if you're not familiar, spike ball, it's that little game where it's like basically a net in the ground and you're hitting a ball to your teammate and things like that. And anyway, there's a league, which is kind of cool. I mean, I'm more a fan of the bocce league than a spike ball league, but that's just me.
You know, there's all kinds of kinds, right?
Yeah. Cool. So, okay, moving on. Let's talk a bit about the swag.
So we've got something really cool happening right now. We've got a limited time Guelph Dads swag store, which is a partnership with Community Threads, which is a really cool organization, which I tracked down a few months ago. And basically they run the store for us for free. It's a single run of all the stuff we've got. I'm not sure if you can pull up the website there, Jay. But basically what we've got is a bunch of different shirt designs. We've got some hats and we've got stickers. So $5 for a Guelph Dad sticker. You could throw it on the back of your, back of your laptop. So when you're working away at the coffee shop, that everyone knows you're part of Guelph Dads. We've got really cool baseball caps. Like these don't even compare it all to the ones that we're selling on there. The ones they've got the raised Guelph Dads logo on the front and then across the back, just saying Guelph Dads on the back. So it's a really, really sweet hat. It's got a couple of color options. We've got golf shirts. We've got a baseball tee with, here we go. So we've got
if you're listening, you're not going to be able to see it, but if you're actually live on Facebook right now, you're going to be able to see here. I like those hats. Like personally, I like those
super
hats.
Cool hat. And the first hat got rejected by Tim Gerard, one of our admins. He's very particular about the hats that he wanted. So this is V2. There's only one color option on the hat, and that's because we got a dark gray color in our logo. So it only really works with black. And we figured nobody wants a white hat because it just ends up gross.
We're dead.
We've got the combos. We've got the pizza with the slice of the pizza, which is, our kids are just a little slice of us. So we've got an infant size or a youth size. And then you can, so that's a combo. You can buy it like that. And then if you have more kids, then more than one kid, then you can actually, if you scroll down there, Jay, you can actually buy the youth and the infant shirts separately. So if you got three kids, you can, you know, pick a different size for each kid as well. The golf shirt comes in four different colors. We've got the sweet spot t-shirt.
Tell us about the sweet spot t-shirt.
Yeah, so it's a Venn diagram. It's got Guelph dads in the one circle. It's got jokes in the other one. And then the intersecting spot is the sweet spot, where Guelph dads and jokes become Guelph dad jokes.
Guelph dads, Iggy Kai.
You got it. Exactly.
All right. That's good. And that's a good price point. 20 bucks for a shirt.
20 bucks for a t-shirt. We make so the way this works is we make a small commission off each one that goes to our Dads for Dads fund. So when we're putting care packages together around the holidays, it's the money for that. When we run social events to make sure that they're cost free for the dads to show up to, we cover with that. So it's all going back into the dad community through Guelph Dads. But as low as $5 for a Guelph Dad sticker, I would take this website, GuelphDads.communitythreads.ca, send it out to your wife, send it out to your mom, send it out to your sister, get it out there to as many people as you can.
Because Father's Day,
you know, when you unwrap your gifts on Father's Day, it could be a sweet shirt or a hat from this website. It's a limited time only because this is how they're able to offer so many different products at once, because they're just going to do one run. And when that's done, that's done.
I like how it's a snapback on the hat.
Totally. I'm
a big fan of snapback. And yeah. I like how the Guelph Dads is subtle as well.
Yeah.
You just got the GD in the front, which is cool. The logo, the main logo. That is cool. So like Matt said, like limited time. We want to try to get this order. I think we have 8 days remaining in it. And when's the cutoff? What's the date of the cutoff? Do you know?
I'm not entirely sure. It's got a countdown.
Eight days from now. So I think it's the end of May. You have till the end of May to place your orders on this.
Yeah. And then it's about a 2-week production time, and all the stuff will be delivered before Father's Day. This is why we've got this time frame specifically to end it on, so that we can have everything produced before Father's Day. It's awesome. If you click on the baseball tee, there, Jay. It's the last item.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool too.
So this one's got really subtle on the front, just got Guelph Dads on the crest. And then if you look at the back of the shirt, it's Guelph Dads, dad jokes loading.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So it's kind of a fun shirt too. So lots of stuff to. So
what are you getting?
I got.
What's on your wish list?
I've got a cap. I'm a hat guy, so I've got a baseball cap. I've got the golf shirt, and then I got a set of the pizza with the slice. So I've got two kid shirts and one shirt for.
You can get the pizza with two slices taken out.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we had somebody asking if they could remove another slice of the pizza, and we can't.
No, we can't. We can't do that. We can do a lot of things, but we can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. There you go. Get your swag. Make sure you get your gifts in there for your wishes in there for Father's Day. Send that link to the wife. Tell your wife, tell your kids. Awesome. Okay, cool.
Hey, one sec before we move on. Just a testimonial on that too. When I wear my Guelph Dad stuff around and I see one of the other members of the group sees me, I've had a number of times people be like, hey, Guelph Dads, nice to see you, man. So it's like a little bit of a brotherhood when people see that stuff around, and it's fatherhood actually. But so I would encourage you, you know, get it. The stuff looks pretty good. It's good quality. VTR is actually the printer that does the community thread stuff. So it's, you know, it's good quality gear as well.
Awesome. So let's move on to talk about the Sweet Temptations giveaway that we did. And it was a success.
Yeah, it was a success. We got the brunch box and the cupcakes and the mini cake box out to a couple of dads that want it. We had some purchases. I know some of the dads told me that they actually went in and bought a brunch box and picked it up for their the moms in their life. And one thing that I think kind of slid under the radar a little bit, and maybe we'll do a separate post for this as well, but we've got a standing 10% off deal for the Guelph Dads at Sweet Temptation. So if you ever feel like, you know what, I'd love a cupcake, just go on their website. You can order it, put Guelph Dads in the promo code, and 10% is going to come off your bill. If you're walking in the front door, talk to the ladies there and just let them know you're with Guelph Dads. They'll give you 10% off.
10% off a cupcake.
Yeah.
Great deal.
They sell lots of stuff though. They like, you know, it's a full bakery. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That That's great. And that's a good segue to talk about advertising. And if any businesses out there want to take advantage of this group of almost 2,000 dads in the Guelph area, these real dads are 2,000 dads. We get a lot of people trying to get into the group that are not dads or not from Guelph, and they get denied. So yeah. These are 2,000 Guelph dads. If you want access to them, we have some great advertising options. I encourage you to reach out to us, or you can email us directly at admin@guelphdads.com. And we'll be able to tell you some of those options.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We take money that we put into Dads for Dads, essentially, or we take giveaways for you guys. Right. So if somebody wants to advertise their business outside of our free posts that we do monthly, we'll let people do it, but we're going to make sure that the group benefits from it in one way or another.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. And I know we had a couple of dads reach out wondering why their posts were taking down. We're going to do that. If it's a self-promotion, we're not going to let the post go up there, obviously. And there's a few reasons we do that. One, we want this group to be spam free. And two, when we post content out there, we want to reach as many people as possible. So and you'll notice when you put out a promotional post, it gets very little engagement on Facebook. So when you have a post that gets very little engagement, that's basically telling the algorithm that to show Guelph Dads content to less and less people. So we want every single post that goes out there to get as much reach and as much engagement as possible, because that's going to help future posts get that reach and engagement, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's why we definitely want to limit the amount of spam that is going out in the group.
You got it. Yeah. Facebook is programmed essentially to show you stuff that you're going to be interested in. And Facebook has decided that self-promotion ads, people don't want to see that. So they don't want to show it. Just all it does is muddies up and takes meaningful content that people are asking questions and sharing stuff in the group and throws it down the list.
Yep.
So we're just trying to make sure that we keep that clean and make the group as engaging as it can, because we think that people generally like the group.
We want to continue to grow this group as well, right? So, I mean, the more comments that we get on posts, the more engagement that we get on posts, it just shows our content to more and more people. So we're getting close to 2,000 dads. And like I said, if you have any dads in the community you think could benefit from this group, it's funny. I know a lot of dads out there don't use social media, but they will use Facebook just to access this group, because I think there's some really good content that we're putting out there collectively. Totally. Yeah.
Speaking of engagement and getting out to more dads, I think the Instagram, you...
Right.
Mention that as well.
Follow us at Guelph Dads. Bear is doing an amazing job at managing the Instagram account. And this is another good opportunity for local businesses out there, because we're more than happy to share your content through our Instagram platform. So we're slowly growing that. If you are on Instagram, go and follow at Guelph Dads. And if you do have a business, feel free to tag Guelph Dads in your stories, as we'll be sharing that on that platform as well our audience.
You bet. Absolutely.
Cool. I think that's about all I got today. Again, maybe you want to talk a bit about the swag shop giveaway.
Yeah. So since we're, you know, the main theme of this, podcast was to talk about the swag shop for Father's Day, we're going to, give away a free Guelph Dad's hat. Not this one, not this old stanky one that we've got here. We've got one of the new ones with the nice big Guelph Dads logo on the front and Guelph Dads on the back. So we're going to post just after this podcast. We're going to do a contest. And on the last day, end of May, we're going to draw Jay's grabbing something over there. We're going to draw a one Guelph Dad for a hat. And we'll have a nice, there we go.
Lots of stanky ones still available.
Lots of stanky ones too.
Okay.
Lots. So these ones are $20 for the Guelph Dads caps. The new hats are $30. They're going to be a better quality. That's the one we're giving away. But if anyone wants a Guelph Dads hat like this one and doesn't have an extra $10 to go to the other one, we've got these ones for $20 as well. Just reach out to any of the admins and we can hook you up with one of those as well.
Definitely.
But check that out for the contest. We're going to give that away to try to get some more engagement in around the swag shop. Got some hoodies too.
Still have a couple hoodies left here. If anybody's still looking for a white hoodie for the summer, we got some XLs here. So just let us know if you're interested. We'll hook you up. And when you buy your Guelph Dad swag, there's two pickup locations. There's either the location what's the location on that
one? Taggart, where it's VTR uniforms. That's going to be just in just there'll be one date, which we'll give you later to pick up from that location. Otherwise, they're going to ship everything here to, or I'll pick it up and bring it here to the Guelph Dads headquarters. And you'll have to, we'll probably have a, probably run an event somewhere, yep. maybe at a local watering hole.
Yep.
To try to get all the dads to come pick up their, mm-hmm. their swag.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's all we have this month for Guelph Dads. Again, if you have any questions or want to reach out, admin@guelphdads.com, or you can privately message any of the admins, Matt, myself, Tim, or Bear. Happy to help you out. Again, thanks again for watching. Thanks again for listening. Until next time. I was going to say keep fit and have fun.
Keep fit, yeah. Body
who said that? That's it.